The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's...
Hour number two, and for what reason, I've got no clue. That is why we're going to do another hour. They're not getting it. Ron McDonald, how would you like to have a network, be on the air, and then get calls from people going, I can't get anybody to listen to me.
Well, you know,
so angry, Ron, I am about ready to rip this microphone out of the desk.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not advocating what I'm about to say, but if you want the American people to wake up, look down your street and see those who aren't being actively involved and turn them in. And let them feel what it's like to see the real raw American government against them. That start waking up very quickly.
Do you know, years ago, Ron, the ATF was running a campaign against illegal guns. Billboards, commercials, you name it. And they were putting out, if you suspect somebody has illegal firearms, call 1-800-ATF-GUNS. Oh, we called, all right. Oh, many of us called. They finally had to shut the thing down. Because here was an open snitch program. And people were using it to get back at their ex-lovers and ex-friends and enemies and everything else. The ATF had to shut it down.
Love it.
I mean, folks.
But you see, there's a wisdom in turning people in. Most Americans don't see anything wrong with society. They've not been affected by it. But as soon as an agency comes up against them, my God, what a corrupt situation that is.
There was a guy that wrote for the Ann Arbor News that back in the 90s, he had gone on a mission to track down these militia guys and these evil anti-government people in Michigan. I called this guy up, much to the admonishment of the person, much to the dismay of the person that he was writing about. Oh, never call the press. They're the enemy. Well, I ignored that advice, called up the writer to that newspaper, and I said, look, you don't think we got a bunch of gun grabbers out there? Well, I'm not against guns. I'm a gun collector. I said, oh, really? I said, how would you, within the next 24 hours, have your door kicked in and your arms confiscated? Well, I'm not doing anything. They're all legal. I said, that's not the point. The point is, they're not going to care if it's legal or illegal. They're going to go on a tip. He says, there's no way. I said, really? Try 1-800-ATF-GUNS. I said, within 24 hours, the goons will be kicking your door in. You'll be in jail. You're going to play hell to get them back in the reasonable condition that they took them in. And he said, there's no way. Well, I totally turned the man. He never wrote an anti-gun piece after that. Folks, I'm not saying that everybody that you're ever going to talk to is going to be bowing down and kissing your feet because, well, you've woken me up and thank you. You're going to be met with resistance. You're going to be met with resistance all the time, just as I have for 20 years. But for God's sakes, can you please stop calling this program and going, I can't get anybody to listen to me. Then if that's the case, why am I still talking? Man, you guys, think before you talk, will you? Think. Use that brain God gave you.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me calm down here, Ron. You know, look. people are not getting this. They're not understanding what I'm trying. Evidently, they're not getting it. Maybe they're not understanding what I'm saying. If you want to sing the song of the damned, do it in the morning to yourself in the mirror. And then suck it up, go about your business, and keep walking and talking to people. Yeah, Ron, I don't know if people understand what I'm trying to say to them. I mean, I even jumped at you.
Oh, you did? I missed it.
I did.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand that with the caveat. Yes.
Yeah. Look, we are dealing with some very dangerous people. Grant that. We know the game to destroy, break the back of this country. We get that. But if you're not going to stand and you're going to be willy-nilly, and you're going to be whining and crying all the time, I prefer not to hear from you. And I would safely bet that other people that are actively involved don't want to hear that crap either. So if you want to sing the Song of the Damned, I got a suggestion for you. Save everybody a lot of time and trouble. Disappear. Shut up. Now, Tom in Pennsylvania is a good guy, but every freaking time this guy gets on, they won't listen to me. Well, then shut up.
Do you know, John, you know, there's a difference in the demeanor of Americans today than when this country was created. Everyone had to defend their own property. Everyone carried the law, knew the law. Today, people need a leader. They're not willing to step out there and be the leader themselves. They're waiting. I'll do it if someone shows me how. Well, Jesus, this is your position, is to do it, regardless. This is all of our problem. We have to handle it as if it's my problem alone, you know? And word of mouth is the best thing, and you're absolutely right. I don't care how many people that have rejected my information over the years. I was persistent.
You know, when I hand out these business cards, and we've increased the listenership to this audience 100% by doing that, and thank you for all of you that participated in that. It's working. But you know what? When I hand somebody a business card, I don't tell them I own the network and, you know, you need to listen. I talk to them like I'm a listener. You know, I find out what's on their mind. Well, you know, this whole Middle East thing. Man, you know, my brother-in-law just got killed over there. You know, this is horrible. Yeah, I agree with you. Well, you know, we shouldn't have even been over there, and we were led deceptively into that war by people that it's their job to make war and to make money off of war. Really? Yeah, here's a card. Man, there's a bunch of good hosts on that thing. There you go.
Yeah.
Folks, please, for God's sakes. It's not for the sake of this network and its listenership. It's for the edification of the people, because we are going to be going to war in this country. Not unless you want to totally lay down and accept what has been given you, handed you, demonstrated to you, the power of the government. I don't know what to do anymore. Maybe I should do the show naked from now on. That would, of course... You have a window, and that would offend your sensibilities. Well, it'd offend mine, too.
No.
What do we need to do? What do we need to do? Suck it up, folks. Suck it up. You think things are bad now? Well, just hang on to your little hats. And as you sit in the little detention centers waiting your fate, you're going to be thinking of the days gone by. God, you know, maybe I should have taken this a little bit more seriously. Maybe I should have been a little bit more serious about trying to wake up my fellow Americans. Because you know what, folks, is that there's enough of us, they can't lock us up. They cannot lock us up. They cannot lock us up. Did you get that? I just said it three times. Millions of us out there, they can't do it. What they are afraid of is the truth that you are spreading. So do me a favor, don't be a fine example of I can't get anybody to hear me because I don't want to hear it. Every person, almost without fail, Ron McDonald, that I talk to, I get them to listen. Now, you've met a lot of people in your life, Ron McDonald. Am I anything exceptional here? Am I just an ordinary guy that's on a mission?
You got a good speaking voice. That's going for you, but, you know, I have to tell you, this is a story about my sister, who's a born-again Christian and believed Bush Jr. could walk on water. When I finished with her, she thinks the man's Satan incarnated, you know? You have to keep persistence. You have to show the problems in society. You just don't say, hey, there's something wrong. You have a good tactic. Hand out the business cards. Hey, you want to be enlightened with what the problems are really today? Listen to this show.
I wished I could share the emails with all the emails that I've gotten over the years. I mean, people have told me, my God, you woke me up. And a lot of them would say that, you know, I didn't believe you at first, but then you said, don't believe me. Go out and verify what I'm telling you. And they did. I came into this, Ron McDonald, with one express intent, and that was to debunk these crazy right-wing nuts. I resisted this, and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna prove to these people that they're wrong. And the more that I tried to prove that they were wrong, the more I proved that they were right. Now, and I got to tell you what, folks, I'm pretty strong-willed. And when I set my mind against something, I set it against. And I this was absolutely ludicrous. It was crazy that the government's doing what? And their eventual end is to do what? You people are full of monkey milk. Well, I was one of the hardest people to convert. And I converted myself just by way of the truth and the information. We have transformed people's lives. We've made them their little supermen themselves. They get it. They understand what is at stake. And they didn't wait for somebody to form a committee or to have an organization so we have some credibility. Just the ordinary man and woman. And as I said last Thursday, I started out the program by telling people that I'm getting more calls from professionals that were entrenched in that matrix that thought that, you know, you people are a bunch of nuts. You know, we realize that there's hard times and there's a lot of paranoia and fear, but you people are just... And I've been getting the emails from professionals, from doctors, going, I mean, a whole host of people going, you know what, I thought you had a screw loose. Until I followed your advice, check out what the hell we're talking about. And they came back to me and said, thank you. You were right. You are right. Folks, it is not hard. It really is not hard. But you've got to muster the internal fortitude here. You just got to say, tomorrow, this is what I'm going to do without fail. And I'm going to do it the day after and the day after that. Because by your inaction, I'll tell you what's going to happen. The good friends and patriots, the good Americans all, that you know and love, will end up dead in the streets. I kid you not. And you're going to have that on your conscience as well. That literally the salt of the earth, the people in this country that are worth a damn, if we do not garner enough force behind all good people, we're all going to get it. Do you not think that I'm on a list? I am on a list. But I scare the hell out of these people. Abe Foxman of the ADL won't touch me with a 10-foot pole. Why? Because I went and got the man's face. That's why. And I told him I know who and what you are and exactly what you've been doing. Here I am. Put my name on your website again. Drive them to this website. Because all I've been doing out there, as far as you're concerned, with the Jews, is I've been taking the good Jews and separating from the chaff and the Zionist. They're getting educated. So go ahead and put my name up there again. He hasn't done it in a decade, and he'll do it. He will not do it. Now, I don't know what's going to melt your little fears away, folks. But I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here, there's a crap load of good Americans are going to be dead. But they don't have to be. You can join the ranks of them. Grow our numbers. We're based in law and in fact and in constitution. How the hell can that be anything to be afraid of? You're an American. Act like it. Jeez.
Take estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
See, Manny didn't get all the Christmas music out of there. Did it? By the way, I noticed something around, and we're going to get your calls here real soon, and we're just going to roll them, okay? Over the holiday season, with the Christmas season, I did not see as much Christmas advertising. Did you, Ron? Did you notice
that? No, I didn't. In fact, even many of the rerun movies having a slant on, you know, the religious aspect were missing also. This has been a crazy season.
It has been. All right, I tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Art in Maryland. Hello, Art.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hope I don't have too much background noise. Hey, John, you got a lot of good hosts on your network, but don't cut yourself short because you are the best host on this network, and I'm not saying that because you own it. I listen to it, and you and Ron have definitely worked out, and I mean that, Ron. You guys have really made a good pair there on Mondays. But, John, a lot of times outside of your Monday schedule, the best shows you do is when it's you. And you definitely have a way of presenting a subject to people that not everybody has that ability to do. Or
that's why we give them the opportunity to get the business cards and let somebody else talk when they can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what I called in about is you're talking about patent, and I was wondering, have you ever listened to that speech by Benjamin Friedman from 1961?
You know, I have heard it, but it's been years.
Well, I've listened to it several times lately, and I tell you, it gives you a whole new perspective on World War One and Two, Hitler, and just what's really going on in this world.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I had my webmaster post two pieces, and it had to do with Patton and Hitler's Germany and the Jews, and also, as well, Gandhi. Now, last week, I think it was last week, I had the 18 and a half minutes, supposedly, of Nixon's tapes that were, well, he absconded with them. I am not a crook. It had to do with Billy Graham and the Jew problem in this country. Now, here was one of the biggest religious guys in the country, Billy Graham, and Richard Nixon being recorded talking about the Jews in this country. There was your 18 and a half minutes of the missing tapes that the media over and over and over again said that this must be really juicy. Where are they? Where are they? Nixon stole them. They had them the whole time. They knew exactly what was on those tapes. But where was it in control of? The Jewish media.
Yeah.
So I would urge people to go up to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the quotes of Patton. You'll understand who killed him and why. Because he was going after the very same sons of buggers in Russia that had started this thing in the first place.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I have a different look on what Hitler was all about since listening to that. Not to say he was a good guy. But
no, and you know what? But what is the one tool, Art, that is constantly being used? World War II ended in 1945. Here we are 65 years later talking about Hitler, 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 Hitler. Holocaust, Holocaust, Holocaust. Hitler, Holocaust. Haters, anti-Semites. You would do well, folks. Do your own research. Even, and I'll tell you what, Art, even in the alternative media, we got some real bozos out there.
Yeah.
They keep referring to, the most evilest cabal ever on the face of the planet was Adolf Hitler. Really? Where'd you get that information from? Yeah. Art, thank you for your call.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. Ron in Iowa. Hello, Ron. Ron, you there?
Yeah, to give an example of what you were just saying, I happen to have a friend of mine that's an elementary school teacher, and I just asked her out of curiosity, if a kid were to come to school with a swastika on his shirt and another kid was to come to school with the communist sickle and whatever that
the hammer and the
is.
Sickle, the hammer and the sickle.
And I said, "Would you think either one of those kids would have a problem?" She said, "Well, the one wearing the swastika would be sent home, I can guarantee you that." I said, "How about the one with the hammer and sickle?" And she said, I can't see where that would be any problem.
That's because she's responding to her conditioning and her instruction. But go ahead.
The curious thing is, you know, if it's true, you know, the 6 million Jews were killed, whatever, 60 million Christian, Russian, Gentile people were killed by the Russian Red Army. And but if you were to come into school wearing, you know, hail the Russian Army, the communist flag and all that, you'd have no problem at all. It's just, but that's a... Actually, the reason why, one question I wanted to ask you, John.
Okay, well, do me a favor then. Hold on a second, Ron. Let us take this break. 800-313-9443. We got a half hour to go here, folks. And I'll tell you what. Why don't we do a day of people calling in that they've talked to people and actually woke them up? Boy, there's a thought.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Already starting to get the emails, Ron.
Good ones or bad ones?
Well, one guy that has just popped up out of the blue here. I think he's on the other side, actually. He says, Dear John, I just love Dear John letters. So listening to your show tonight and hearing shouting at callers who find it difficult to get the message across won't win you votes. I'm not running for an office. You know full well the herd do not care and don't want to know the truth. And I'm sorry, then the Tea Party was just an aberration before it got hijacked. All of the people I've tried to wake up over the years, perhaps 5% have actually listened and took notice and done something about it. I feel quite good about that. If I can lift the veil for one person at a time, it is a success. You will have to accept that the U.S., as you know it, is going to change, like it or not. Really? Don't accept it. You know the reasons why, so what's the point in shouting? People only miss something when it's already gone. If it were so easy to communicate to people, we would not be in the current financial mess the world is in right now. I don't know what that means. But the simple answer is that the majority want to live in ignorant bliss. Even when the bombs and the bullets are flying, most still don't respond the way you and I wish they would. What I cannot understand with Americans is the fact that so many have arms, why they are not using them. Just how far how much humiliation, etc., does an individual take before they respond to the real threat that they're faced with? History is replete with the actions of the people, revolution, etc., so why are so many American people so deep in their slumber? I think people are waking up, and over the nation, individuals and groups, acts are taking place. I don't know what that means. More momentum is required to join these groups together for a real clear leader to be at the head of them, so the ordinary people will support such groups before they have to lose everything. By the way, lose is spelled with one O, not two. But people are scared and as such are reluctant to get involved, and I really think that your worst fears will come true. Going off past history, we only respond after the worst has happened, and then the pain is all the greater, passing generations, forgetting the lessons learned to prevent the same happening again. There's a slim chance that your ideals would succeed. Only time will tell. Really. I've told many people of your show and network, and I truly hope you will be victorious. Not we or us, but you will be victorious in your quest to save your nation from destruction. I know you will not stop whilst your breath, nor will those whom support you. Best wishes for a new year, and don't lose heart in the cause because of weak people. Not all are weak, and you will soon find that out. Really. I'm sorry. Ron in Iowa, you had a question.
I was listening to RBN this weekend, and several people called in and said that Michael Colin Piper was no longer with the network, and I was wondering if there's any truth or what's behind that.
Yeah, he quit.
Any reason why? Or
yeah, because I was looking for his replacement.
And can you tell me why you were looking for a replacement?
Because he wasn't showing up to do his show on a regular schedule. He wasn't even telling us when he wasn't going to be here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, and this works. Somebody finds out that you might be scheduled for replacement, sometimes you snap to it. Sometimes you quit doing the negative things you've been doing. And I wanted to turn that into an AFP hour. If he couldn't do 5 days a week, talk to Mark Anderson to take a couple of days. Piper could take 2 or 3 days or whatever the case may be. No, he up and quit. I did not fire him, and I did not replace him. He quit.
Okay, so, well, he had a good show, but it sounds like with any employee, if they're not showing up on time and messing up the schedule, that's a whole other story.
Well, and Mike had a good run. I mean, I didn't want him to quit. I still want him to be here, but if the guy wasn't going to be here 5 days a week, well, I wanted to lessen his schedule burden and put up some other people from American Free Press.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I think Mark Anderson's doing the show tonight. He is now the editor of American Free Press. Yeah, I just got a thumbs up. Yeah, he's going to be on tonight. Mark Anderson will be in that 8 o'clock spot tonight. For tonight, at least.
That Piper guy, he had an awful good show, though. It's too bad.
Well, yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad that Mark Glenn and Phil Turney decided to turn on me when I wanted to shelve their show temporarily until I had another cancellation on the weekend and got accused of everything under the sun. And to the point that Phil Turney got on Piper's show, the guy called me a traitor to my country.
Jeez.
And I'm like, wait a minute here. I think I found out who Mark Glenn is. He's working on the other side. The guy has to be. He's got 9 children. The only thing that I know works on this guy is his mouth and his private parts. The rest is suspect. Any rate, Ron, I got to let you go.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Ron in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ron.
Oh, John and Ron, I'm not going to ask you how you're doing. I'm well aware of that.
Thank you.
Please don't tear the equipment or rip the mic out. Those things are too expensive. For the fellow that called in earlier, a few callers ago, and they look at him like a nut, and he doesn't know what to do, so on and so forth, well, I'm going to tell you what to do. And for other people out there, maybe I can shed a few rays of sunshine, I hope. It's just like a diet in a way. It's also important what to eat, but it's more important what not to eat. What you don't want to do is go into a place, stand on a pulpit, start pounding like an 1800s preacher. They're going to turn and run.
Yep.
Now, what I do, in fact, just a couple hours ago, one of my places to go for coffee where I get a lot of people listening is McDonald's. and they may have a few hundred come in, they may have a few dozen. It depends on the time of day, and we are experiencing the Yukon here in the North Slope of Alaska for weather, the temperature-wise. We've been blessed with very little snow. When I'm talking with my people down there, I don't leave any subject unturned, and I don't cut any slack to the Zionist Talmudic Jew either. I mean, those guys know that as soon as I walk in the door. Mm-hmm. But depending upon the topic of conversation, I don't get wound up with a half hour worth of information that I want to convey in 5 minutes, because you can get tongue-tied and you can tend to get over-enthused in a delivery, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, and that's when the recipient of your message, intended message, you can literally watch their eyes glaze over.
Well, also, you could get to the point where you're talking with somebody and get so wrapped up that they're not going to believe you, and if you tell them it's daylight, they won't even look out the window.
That's right.
Now, any psychologist will tell you, you don't get anywhere with anybody by yelling and screaming at them or criticizing them or belittling them in any way and try to put fear into them, because it does not work. They'll turn everything off that you tell them. So in the course of a conversation, when things arise, a message can come up, and I give them two ways and three of verifying the information, and I'll convey them. One is out of the horse's mouth. And unfortunately, the Internet sometimes is out of the horse's ass.
Yeah.
But also, the Internet can have quotations from people. I reprint things. I distribute some stuff. Get it from the quotes themselves. Get it from public official records. Get it from tapes and speeches and actual films. And you can calmly and methodically explain things to people in such a way as, maybe, say 86 people come in a store and three of them listen to what you're saying, they're going to go home and they're going to check it out. And that's three people that you have that you didn't have before they walked in, and you didn't have them yesterday. And I do this, I've been doing this for off and on for 40 years, and it's worked.
Well,
I don't expect them to come back and report to me, and I'm not going to give them a quiz next week on what I said.
Right.
But once I start to get across with a myriad of subjects, and as far as law enforcement goes, been there, done that, and seen that, as you may know. Warrants, you ain't coming in here without a warrant. If you come in with a defective warrant, I'm going to really climb on you. You're not coming in with that either. Now, there's certain criteria for warrants, and it's a little bit too long to go into, but a lot of times, like the film that was on another program that I watched this afternoon, that department was Lincoln, Nebraska. And I've never seen a more unprofessional bunch of clods in my life. You had six squad cars and a fire truck for one guy? And what's this guy, 50 foot tall like Paul Bunyan, and he has a flamethrower? I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. You don't need the overkill. And that just ruined their reputation as far as I'm concerned. And I heard the guy's wife screaming at him. And they're lucky she didn't come out with something and just start letting go.
Yeah.
But that was totally unprofessional, totally uncalled for. I've been on calls like that, so I know what to do and what not to do.
Are you still active?
No.
You're retired?
Well, I'm just not there anymore.
Okay.
They could take you and throw you out like a dirty rag when they're done with you. Been there and seen that as well.
Yeah.
So for the policemen out there, who I still respect what they're trying to do, and I agree with most of you, except the idiots that you have in your ranks, which I hope you straighten out. Don't forget, you're a citizen as well, and if they don't want you, they'll just throw you away like a dirty rag, too, because I know that happened to me. So don't think it can happen. It can.
All right. All right,
so,
Bob.
If you are going to convey a message of some kind, talk about the economy, talk about the Jewish problem, the Talmudic problem. Explain the difference between the types of Jews.
Well,
Explain to them why.
Yeah, I just got an email from a guy, Semper Fi. He signs off Semper Fi Ken. He says, the first thing to run off any folks to listen to you would be to mention banks first. He says, most folks I know use the word of mouth, and most frequent topics are the prices of groceries or fuel or the weather, whatever. A subtle approach is always best, or should I say tactful. Tact,
right.
Discipline, and reasoning. Sometimes the best thing to do is keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Ron, I appreciate your call.
Okay. Will do. Take care. Call you back another day.
All right, sir. E.T. in New Jersey. Hello, E.T.
Oh, my God. No way. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. Hey, hey, John. Hey, I find that, just from piggybacking on what that other guy said, if you just ask people if they've ever heard of the North American Union or the Trans-Texas Corridor, most people have never heard of those. And then I hand them a card.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's like a ripoff of the News with Views advertisement, but that works. And I've handed out a lot of cards, and I've made some of my own flyers with the RBN on it that say, you're being lied to. Kill your television and get the story in a different light, and then with the RBN logo.
Well, and you know what? I don't know what your success rate is, E.T., the people that are actually paying attention. As Ron just said, I don't ask people to report back to me, so I don't know whatever happens to these people. But this is what happened to me. Somebody took the time to talk to me, and I rejected it. Man, I fought it. And that's when I said, I'm going to prove you people wrong, and the more I tried to prove them wrong, the more I proved them correct. So,
you can't talk to people that don't have ears.
Well, and that's true. And you know what? It's even biblical. You know, don't throw your pearls in front of swine. And that's the nature of this. Is you may talk to 100 people, and five out of those 100 go, well, that's five I'll take any day of the week. That's 5% that I'll take. No problem. Because the other ones, if they want to reject anything that's going to show them away and show them out of the morass, and more importantly, it spells to them that they've got to get active and they don't want to be active, they want to be inactive lumps, well, these people are part of the problem. They're not part of that solution. And they're still going to suffer along with everybody else.
I know. I call those people that don't know, don't care, don't even want to know, American dum-dums.
And I'll tell you what, I'm not interested any more than, you know, if I was a recruiting officer for the military, I'd take on pacifist. It was self-defeating. Hey, thanks for your call, E.T. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Keep walking and talking, my friend. Ron in Texas. Hello, Ron.
And Ron, sounds like a Ron day today almost.
Almost.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up a heads up of this. Really, I feel like it's one of the most important videos I've come across that really nails it to the cross, so to speak. And it was a video that I found as a torrent and downloaded it. It's called Moshach the Creed. That's spelled Moshiach, and then the Creed, Creed. And it looks like it's put out around 2007, and it nails the head on as to where these Jews and Zionists are, where their beliefs are at, and where their teachings tell them about what they're doing to us.
It is a major problem that most people will not touch because they are fearful. And the very same people that started the communist, that started World War I and II, that want to start World War III by way of the Middle East. I mean, my God in heaven, if you're willing to see the entire earth cooked and all of its innocence go bye-byes, well then, just sit down and shut up and don't say another word.
Well, they believe that unless they manage to kill everybody, that their Messiah is not even going to return.
And who might that be? Could that be the guy with a pitchfork and horns in his head? Because that's the only Messiah that would want to see everybody on this planet killed except the Chosen.
That's what it sounds like to me. Thank you for your time, John.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Willis in Idaho. Hello, Willis.
John, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, John. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
I just wanted to, I guess you kind of made me feel a little better, and this is kind of a sick thinking, but there's been something the last 4 or 5 days. It's just an underlying agitation, barking at the wife and the kids, kicking the cat. And my wife, for the very first time since we've been together, said something about she felt all panicky inside. And I think you might be feeling a little of that, too, just the quickening on what's going on around us. Something has been amped up, would be my guess. I don't know, but I'm feeling it too. I hear you kind of barking and then apologizing and whatnot, and I was like, that's what I'm doing. You know, my wife had to point that out to me and for me to say, well, what is going on here? So maybe just something for you to be aware of, to think of for your own self. It's hard when you get on here because so many things come up in the time that you're waiting for to say what you're saying. But I was going to ask you, there was a guy down in Austin. He said he started a group of over 1,000 people down there, and his agenda went something along the lines of how to talk to a liberal. And his name was Alan Hacker. Have you ever heard of that guy?
Alan Hacker. I know some Allens. I don't know that I might know him. I don't know why.
Well, he's up here. We started a group a year ago. Lo and behold, I was one of the three founding members, and the one that became our chairman turned out to be CIA. We're really did great damage to our credibility, screwed us up on a lot of different levels. But we're trying to pick up the pieces. And this guy has come in, and he's from Austin, Texas. This is what he said. He just gave us his resume this last week. He's pretty sharp. He can control a crowd. He's saying all the right things, and I'm just trying to find, you know, anybody down there that maybe, you know, why'd he leave, and if he, I just don't want to be infiltrated again because I'm putting my name out there again and trying to get some credibility back.
Yeah. Well, the only way I can respond to that is put out your email, and people will respond to you. If they know this guy, good, bad, or indifferent, they'll let you know.
Sure, that would be... his name is Alan Hacker. Of course, that might not even be his real name. But
well, we don't know at this point. Give out your email.
It is... John, let me think about it.
It's like your phone number. You never call it, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. I know it's gmail.com. It is coolblue222, COOLBLU222 @gmail.com.
Is that coolblue, COOLBLUE?
No E.
Okay, coolblue222
@gmail.com.
There you go.
And, John... keep on, brother. You're doing great. Ron, you're doing great. This network is a lifeline. And I've been in contact with Piper, and I don't think the door is all the way closed there. I hope that you're open to that possibility.
Well, absolutely I am. I didn't want the guy to quit.
Yeah, I told him, you know, I'm sure he heard it, but I said, you know, you didn't bash him. You didn't really point a hard finger at him. I went to his, well, I contacted him, and he wrote me back. And I said, look, you know, what you guys were doing was so important. You need each other. You need his format. You've been doing this for all these years. We need your information. The guy's got a brilliant grasp of history.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really hard on you either. He really wasn't. You guys both handled it. Maybe it was, you know, I could see what you were trying to do is maybe, you know, give a little kick in the ass and come on, stand up and do this. And maybe that's what he needed, and he just responded wrong. Maybe it's this thing we're talking about at the beginning. It's times we're all getting more agitated. We can feel it even though we can't put a finger on it.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? That would be a perfect scenario to have Piper up there a couple of nights a week, to have Mark Anderson up there a couple of nights a week. I mean, it doesn't have to be all of Mike Piper, and I wasn't even aware the guy had health problems. The only health problem I knew that he had trouble sleeping. He had really, really bad allergies, so we sent him a $500 Aronizer. I hope that's not the thing that shorted out and almost burned his apartment down.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, he said something about heart palpitations and some issues along those lines.
Yeah.
And so... We'll try to keep that door open because it would be good for everybody concerned.
Oh, by the way, just for the record, I told Mike Piper he had my bud and pal there from Poker Face substituting for him. And as much as I like the guy, I mean, I love him. He's a true brother and a fighter. He was just absolutely crappy on the air. And I told him that, and I said, you know, I'm not opposed to having Mark Glenn on there. And he sent an email back, and he said, Mark Glenn will never be on your network again. And I, well, that's good, because what transpired off of that was just absolutely uncalled for and told me who Mark Glenn really was. But I left the option open for Piper, even after all of what Glenn said. And, you know, don't take my word for it. If somebody wants the proof, I'll send them the damn emails. I was accused of being a Jewish operative and a traitor and a host of other things. I mean, it was just absolutely incredible.
It's so hard. And it's so easy to infight, but that's how they wreck us. That's how they win. We've got to stop it, and believe me, I know. They did it to us up here, and it hurt us. It hurt us.
Well, why don't you email Piper? I've tried to call him several times. No answer. Tried to track him down at AFP. Never get a hold of the guy. Email him and tell him, hey, you want to do the show a couple nights a week? I'm going to get Mark Anderson to do it a couple nights a week. I like the guy. Personally, I've always liked the man.
I'll do it.
All right, man.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Kevin in Australia, down under. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah. Hi there, John.
Yes.
Very good show as usual. All of the people who have been phoning in, I'll tell you what, they're hitting the nail on the head. They're not missing much. I just want to comment, I wish everybody Happy New Year, and may God bless your listeners. in relation to the coming year, you know, I would have loved to have come over for a holiday this year, but I wasn't going to go through the X-ray machine and be blasted with that, you know, that ray, the death ray.
Kevin, especially when you know it's all just poppycock.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't going to, you know, if I had a sort of come through the customs or whatever you call it, and some dude had to put his hand down my pants and wanted to play with me, you know, I would have probably smashed him in the face, you know, and then I would have, then they would have blown the whistle and dragged me to the ground, and I would have, you know, got in as many punches as I could.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Hey, I got one more call. I got one more call, Kev, I want to take, and I appreciate it. God bless you guys down there in Australia, and I'll tell you what, we're all in the same boat facing the globalists. We know what they want, and in order to get it, they've got to totally break the back of this country. And I, for one, am not going to let them. I took my personal responsibility here. I don't care what anybody else does. I know what I must do. Thanks for your call, Kevin. John in Michigan, we got about 40 seconds for you.
Yes, John and Ron, just go to the archives of January last year, your archives for the Benjamin Friedman, Jack Bernstein, and Rothschild expose last week of January. I said July, but January. January 26th, 28th, 29th, and 30th, and February 2nd. You did an excellent job on that. I've copied them, given them to people when they travel from here to Florida. And it just really educates them on what's really going on. Older people there. Younger people are the ones you have to get to first. The younger people are the ones that are going to have to take over from us. They are ready to hear the truth, and I do that with DVDs. They just love them. They have a lot of time. They watch DVDs.
Cool.
And I burn them, and I put them in my computer store, too, and they hand them out free. When anybody comes in with computer work, they hand them out free. So,
all right,
good job, John.
Thanks.
God bless you. You know I'm coming from the heart.
I know that. All right, Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend. I'll see you next Monday.
Thank you, John.
All right.
The next